Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Broncos muscling up here a little bit. Capewell with the one-on-one strip. Brisbane have got it back. Ezra Mann. Now 8 metres out, was bent over really awkwardly. Grabbed for the left knee but gets to his feet very quickly. Thankfully, no injury there. Ryan James, 10th game this year, is tackled 10 metres out. Numbers both sides of the ball. They go to the right.
Oh,
Reynolds
what?
With the kick to the top.
Oh,
Selwyn Cobbo scores, we think.
Is that a hat-trick?
Oh, that's three of them for Selwyn. That's three of them.
I was just watching that play just earlier. The Broncos were in all sorts. The ball was floating around. No one had any structure. And you could just see Adam Reynolds in the background just screaming at them, just play the ball right there. He knew exactly where he wanted them to play it. And he just gets the ball out the back of Payne Haas. And look at that. Just a pinpoint kick for Cobbo to catch it in full stride. That's unbelievable. And you just, that is the pros of having someone like Adam Reynolds in your team, isn't it?
Yep.
The leadership, the direction, but also that kicking game.
Look, to be fair, Brisbane have been really ordinary tonight, but you put Adam Reynolds' kicking game, Cobbo and Oates in there.
Yeah.
Those three players have won this game single-handedly from Brisbane here tonight.
Agreed.
It may look impressive on the scoreboard or in the newspaper or on the internet. The headline will read Brisbane, whatever, 28-30, Newcastle 10. You think, okay, it was a bit of a bash-up. It has been anything but a bash-up. There has been two periods of 3 or 4 minutes each where the Broncos have dominated. And there's four tries. Adam Reynolds, our kick predictor, our Fergus kick predictor said 74%. Reynolds is at 100% tonight. Gee, it's been a display from Adam Reynolds. Oh, and he shaves the post. A little smile there from Adam Reynolds. Didn't strike it well, but still wasn't that far away. We take a look at the Harvey Norman replay. Selwyn Cobbo, a hat-trick of tries tonight. Now looking ahead for the Broncos, the Storm, the Eels and the Dragons. The game against the Eels here at Suncorp Stadium, and Adam Reynolds' 250th game. And they have leapfrogged the Roosters and those Eels up into sixth spot on the live premiership ladder. And that won't change for the remainder of the weekend because all four sides tomorrow, the Raiders, the Dragons, the Titans and the Eagles, out of the top eight presently. And the Raiders would have been cheering on Newcastle tonight. Jeez, they've been disappointed. Maybe they're going to toss the ball around here just a little bit, Brisbane, with 2 minutes 20 remaining on the clock. I think Ryan James has enjoyed his time out there tonight. Got through a ton of work, the old timer. Here is Payne Haas holding up the ball, crossing the halfway line into Newcastle territory. Adam Reynolds is on this open side, the left-hand side. Looks for the two-point field goal.
No way.
Not even close from Adam. But it's a territorial kick, even if it doesn't find the 2 points. It's a territorial kick, and it's going to ask Newcastle to do plenty of the tough stuff. Milford side stepping down the short side. Oates gets bounced off. Capewell's there. James is there. And little Anthony Milford, his post-contact meters, statistically got a huge lift. That play alone. Here is Dom Young. Hasn't had a great amount to do tonight, Dom. Hoyer, dummy half to Frizzell. Just over a minute remaining. 18 the difference. Couple of plays left for the Knights. Suaso Su. Ripped in by Ryan James. Play number 5. And a penalty on the last, so a quick tap for Jaden Brayley. Milford tried to create something, tried to find points. 43 seconds remaining. Milford plays the ball centre field inside the go zone. Short ball from Clune to Brody Jones. He's had limited opportunities on that left-hand side tonight. Clune, Saifidi. Looking for another one. Big Daniel. Oh, he's close. He is over. But he's been held up with 18 seconds remaining.
10 metres out there, Daniel.
He got far too close there.
They've tried hard, the Saifidi twins. Both are running for over 150 metres.
Yeah, that they have had a crack tonight. Brayley. This is just midway through the count. There's two more plays left in this. Dane Gagai. Really easy capture there for Corey Oates. The countdown is on. Milford to Frizzell. Back to Milford. Pirouettes. Still going Anthony Milford. The grubber ahead. Kurt Capewell picks it up. Falls to the ground. And that is time. That is full time. The Brisbane Broncos, 28, have defeated the Newcastle Knights, 10. And if we're going to be honest, it's a game you'll forget by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I agree.
I love rugby league. I love the good games. I like the games that are really, really bad. This one tested my patience. Yeah.
Oh, it did there. Looking at both of them, there's a lot to work on, isn't it?
That's the positive. Both got lots to work on. I think this is one Kevin Walters will just, I think, put in the bank and just say thanks for the 2 points. Yeah. We don't even want to relive this game. We'll move on to the Storm this week.
Our triple MVP, homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans, if we've been honest about it. Yeah. Benny Teo, you are in charge. Who have you got?
All right, 1 point, I've got Cobbo. He scored some nice tries there, and he played with a lot of energy. 2 points, Adam Reynolds. His kicking game was on point, organisational. He was superior to the other halves in the Knights. But 3 points, Corey Oates.
He was incredible today,
Corey Oates. They bombed him all night. He cleaned up everything. He took a few on the full. He made line breaks. He made plenty of metres, and he just played tough.
Yeah, Keith Killer, have a look how many metres he made. He was an absolute workhorse tonight.
He was a workhorse tonight.
215 metres. Yeah.
That is awesome for big Corey Oates, who's having a chat with Tyson Frizzell out on the field at the moment. Let's go. Adam Jackson's got a very special guest.
Yeah, one of the try scorers tonight, Ezra Mann. Look at the scoreboard. Probably not a true reflection of the game. How do you assess that performance?
I think we just went up the ruck, held the ball, and started off pretty rusty with our handling errors, but I think once we sort of got on top of that, the rest sort of just fell into place for us.
And I'll just throw it up to the box upstairs, Andy Raymond, along with former Broncos Benny Teo and Benny Hannock. Questions for Ezra?
Yeah, Ezra, Andy here, mate. Corey Oates, the old dog, how good was he tonight? Making metres, safe under the high ball, and of course gets points again.
Yeah, I think he just... he brings so much energy to the team, and just his back fence carries just helps us, the team, helps out the team a lot. And with a winger like him to have on my side, he never shuts up. So when you have a person that never stops talking, it makes it easy for you. So he's a big help for our team, and big help for me as well.
Ezra Mann's Benny Hannity, mate. Congratulations on the win. Now next week you've got the Melbourne Storm. Do you take anything from this match leading into the Melbourne Storm, or is this one of those games where it's just gritty and ugly that you just put aside and start fresh for next week?
I think we just got to, go back on Monday and just look at where we need to work around. But I think we had a big step up in our defence, and, we just got to carry our defence and aggression into next week's game going up against the Storm. So, we'll have a look at it on Monday and see where we have to go from there.
Congratulations, mate. A win's a win. We'll let you go and enjoy it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Ezra Mann down on the field with the great Adam Jackson. Ezra has showed considerable amount of improvement in his game over the course of the season. He wasn't the starting 5'8". At the start of the season, we didn't know who was. It was a race between three or four. Billy Walters was in there. Tyson Gamble was an option.
I think what's impressive about Ezra Mam is he's come in with a lot of confidence and he's tried a lot of things in games and made some errors, but he comes straight back the next week and plays with the same confidence,
yeah,
which is a great sign for a young half. He never looks like he's gone into a shower and shying away. And he's a real star of the future.
He's got some speed and some strength as well. He scored a beautiful try tonight.
Yeah.
And throwing some souvenir balls into the crowd. The kids are hanging around here at Suncorp Stadium, loving the attention of the players. It's something the players are doing really well in 2022. Let's head back down onto the field, and our man of the match is with Adam Jackson.
Can you believe it? As a winger, you get man of the match. You don't believe it, do you?
Tell him who gave it to him.
Get it?
Tell him who gave it to him.
Benny Tia and Benny Hannock gave you man of the match.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
What's with this form reversal? Where's this come from?
Well, I had to do something. Wasn't going too well the last few years, so...
he was going to have to go get a job.
No, I know, it was close. Corey, it was just the small things, mate. You know, listen to everyone. Everyone's trying to help me out, and I just refused to listen for a while there. And, yeah, look, brother-in-law came to me and said, mate, you got nothing to lose. So, just getting a bit of strength back in the legs, mate, and just working hard and looking after myself. I feel good, and I'm just enjoying it again, which is the main thing. So,
OT, it's Benny Hannity, mate. Do you feel this is your best year yet? You've scored 19 tries now. That's your season best. Do you feel you're in your career best form?
Probably, like, everyone keeps saying it, so it must be true, but I'm just enjoying it, mate. Like, I guess those early years, young, you know, your body feeling good, and, you know, the team was playing well. We had a great team, and I was just lucky enough to be a part of it, and, you know, you just forget that, you know, when you follow all the older boys, they do all the small things, and when you follow them along, you just join in, and, you know, when they all left, and I guess I've got a bit lost. I just stopped doing it. You know, rocked up, just casually go have a coffee, sit down, do nothing for 2 hours and go to training. And, mate, it was just getting back to doing those small things every morning. It's a very small part of my day, but it makes me feel good. But, mate, I'm just enjoying it. I'm loving being out here, loving playing footy, and, just doing my job for the team.
Corey, non-rugby league related, the Deadly Choices jersey tonight, there's a really strong Indigenous influence within the Broncos team. What a special occasion for these young Indigenous kids to be wearing the Deadly Choices jersey and spreading a really important message.
Yeah, it's massive, mate. I don't know how long it's been a part of the game for now, but, you know, everyone's bought in, and, you know, it's a great thing to have. You know, it's celebrating all these cultures and doing all that and supporting all the communities. And, mate, I'd love to wear it each week if Cobbo's going to score 3 tries. So, it's a massive occasion. You know, the NRL does a great job supporting a lot of communities and,
yep,
and organisations, and, you know, this is just one of them. So, it's great to have the jerseys, and they do a great job with the art. So,
good on you, legend. Well played tonight, mate.
Thanks very much.
Corey Oates there, our man of the match.
We very rarely give it to wingers, do we?
Ben Teo and Ben Hannon, I don't know which of the bees to blame. Teo is officially on our list as our homeloans.com.au triple MVP selector, but we've given it to a winger. I think it's hard to argue. I thought he was really, really good tonight. I think, and I don't think there was a whole lot of Broncos that you could say were really, really good. I don't think anyone was bad, but that cohesion wasn't there. It was 6.5 or 7 out of 10. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah, I agree. And Corey must have felt out there that he was being targeted because all the bombs were going his way, all the kicks, and he just ate it up and just came back so hard, and it ended up backfiring on the Newcastle Knights. I agree with you. There was not really anyone in the Broncos that we say was outstanding, but I can't say anyone from the Newcastle Knights was even on par to, say, acceptable level.
Both teams need to prove a lot to be playing deep in the finals.
Yeah, they certainly do. They certainly do. It was a test tonight for the Brisbane Broncos. A test they won, and they'll be better for it. They are going to need to be better for it. A couple of cracking games, a lot of points today. The Roosters were too good for the Cowboys earlier on. That was at the SCG, then out at Tamworth, the Sharks did a number on the West Tigers, and here at Suncorp Stadium, it's been the Brisbane Broncos giving it to the Newcastle Knights. We hope you've enjoyed your day. There's plenty more tomorrow. We are going to leave you with our match highlights. Here is Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds, out the back to Murray Mark, Selwyn Cobo, it's try time. It may have taken 18 minutes, but boy, was it worth the wait. Cobo scores.
Can't beat the initial contact of Adam Plume. Jaden Brayley came in late. Last play, Turpin goes to Reynolds. Reynolds keeps it in hand, it's on, it's on, it's Corey Oates-Tye.
He's got that, hasn't he?
That's 19 tries in 19 games and 9 in his past 6. Playing out to the left-hand side, and it is on. Ezra Mann into Tamari Mark. Will he have the lead?
And Safidi's thrown to the ground. He gets to his feet, albeit slowly.
Back on the inside from Brayley to Daniel Safidi, and the Knights are over. Just a sniff for the Knights and guys like Milford. And it's on. Bradman best to the line. Has he got it down? He thinks he does.
Tackle number 4. They're going to play left to right here. The Broncos through Ryan James, Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds, Katoni Staggs, then to Selwyn Cobo. Uh-huh. He gets a doubled as Cobo, and the Broncos extend their lead. They go to the right.
Oh,
Reynolds with the kick for the try.
Selwyn Cobo scores. We think.
Is that a hat-trick?
That's 3 of them for Selwyn. That is full-time. The Brisbane Broncos, 28, have defeated the Newcastle Knights, 10.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.